Right. So here we are. Here we are.
Yay. We are live. So welcome
Ready.
to my Stronger Than You Think podcast. I am here with my special guest. Now, do you go
Gwen is fine.
by Gwen? Okay. Okay. Welcome. I'm super excited to have you. So I've been kind of a secret stalker in the background watching
I love
watching your progress
Oh
and
my
what's going
gosh.
on. And so could you just tell our listeners, our watchers, a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, gosh, it's like, where do I start?
Right.
I'll tell you the progression of how I got here.
Awesome.
My name's Guinevere, but everybody calls me Gwen because it's just so much easier to pronounce, easier. And let's see, I went to graduate school to become a doctor of audiology, thinking like I just want to help people. I want to be in the medical field. I really love this topic. I love anatomy. It's great. And then I quickly learned after trying working at multiple different workplaces that insurance was making it so I couldn't show up as the person that I wanted to show up and help the people that I wanted to help.
Such a love hate with insurance.
Medical, I can't just don't even get that's a whole podcast in itself.
Right, serious. Stay tuned for part two.
Yeah, ready? And so I started to kind of realize, like, oh, how can I help people, but not like this? Like, how can I make this different? And I stumbled on entrepreneurship, but it kind of fell in my lap or literally by accident with network marketing. And that's where I saw what I saw from the very beginning was I saw women working from home, women working with babies on their laps, and women making their own money, and there was no ceiling to the income. And I was like, "What? Where? Nobody taught me about this in college. Where was
Do I
this
sign up for
class?
this? Rude.
This should be an elective. Where was this?"
Right?
Naturally nosedive into all things entrepreneurship, all things personal development, and really just decided like this is the path for me. This is the way I'm supposed to be. I'm not supposed to work a 9 to 5. I'm not supposed to be stuck in an office and answering to a boss who was more moody than I think a 13-year-old teenager. And it really just opened my eyes to the other side of the world.
How long ago was that?
So that I remember 2015, because that's when I had my first baby. So that's exactly when I discovered entrepreneurship. And I said to myself at that time, I was like, okay, if you can get your network marketing business off the ground and you can make as much money in network marketing as you are in the office and it's consistent, then you can quit your job. So
Okay, so network marketing, that was the thing
that was
for
my
you. Okay.
gateway, yep,
Okay.
into this world,
Gateway.
my gateway drug.
Right.
And so 3 years later, I left the office.
Okay.
And it's just funny
That's
because
scary. Good job. Like, I'm gonna applaud you on that. That's like a, I know my goal and here I go. I'm gonna do it.
and
I'm sure you
honestly,
had plenty of people being like, are you crazy?
oh,
Why would you do this?
for sure, I was afraid to tell my parents, like, hey, that 8-year degree that I got, granted, I'm still paying for that, by the way.
Oh, yay.
That degree that I got and all that school that I did, I don't want to do that anymore. It was a little bit terrifying. I think more so terrifying, not inside myself. I knew this is for me. But I think the terrifying part was, what are other people going to think?
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. And it's, isn't it funny because I have a feeling since you did it anyways, you didn't really care, and also you totally did. It's like so annoying.
It's like you do. I didn't care, but I also like especially telling your parents, it's like the worst thing I think you can hear from a parent is like, I'm disappointed in you.
Oh,
Right?
yes. You could
I
be
was like,
mad, just not the
just don't tell
disappointed.
me you're
Oh.
disappointed in me. I'll be so sad. And I actually don't even remember. This is how not bad it was. Like, I don't even remember what they said. I have no idea. And we're here,
Nice.
and not a
Nice.
big deal.
So that was in 2018,
So that was
about.
2018, yep, because I had just had my second baby.
Because
She
you're like, I'm
was.
not doing anything. I might as well just have two babies and start a brand new business. I mean,
I
like,
mean,
why
what the heck,
That's awesome.
but what's so funny is life is hysterical. I left my office job. I went quote unquote full time, because no one ever really works full time in network marketing. I mean, I guess you could. And then my network marketing business went and it tanked. And I was like,
Fantastic.
crap, scramble, you know, like, what
Yeah.
am I gonna do? And then
Yeah.
there was this balance of like, okay, I need my kids in daycare because if they're not in daycare, then I can't do any work. But if my kids are in daycare, then I'm paying a bunch of money for my kids to be in daycare and I'm trying to make money. Like this
Yeah.
constant battle, I think, of like working for yourself and trying to figure it out.
Totally.
And that was a
Totally.
hard period. And for 7 years, honestly, for 7 years, I struggled to try to figure out that balance. Obviously, at some point they grew out of daycare, but then it was like, okay, school. And then I wanted to homeschool. And I'm like, but how do I homeschool and run a business? And I mean, everything, right? Like, I think what it comes down to is like you realize that you have choices, or new choices start to be opened up for you. And you're like, okay, well, how do I make it so I can make that work?
Yeah.
And really, as an entrepreneur, it comes down to like, how do I make money? How am I going to make money so I can make this
Yeah.
work? And it was.
While also dreaming, right? Because I feel like entrepreneurs, like we're dreamers. We
Right.
just
Yep.
we see this thing, like one of my favorite things Henry Ford said was that if I'd asked people, they would have said they wanted faster horses. Like
Yes.
that wasn't, he's like, no, I want a car. And that's, I said this earlier and I said this on a walkie-talkie. I do these little walkie-talkie things and we're crazy until we're brilliant, aren't
Yeah.
we? So you were crazy
Yeah.
until you hit that brilliance. Anyways, keep
And
telling us your story.
didn't Henry Ford fail 3 times? Didn't he like go
Oh,
bankrupt
so
twice or
much.
fail a couple times?
Who didn't? What
Right.
entrepreneur succeeded on the very first
Oh,
time? Like
not
Edison and the
I.
light bulb or the Wright brothers or like
Yeah.
you just you fail forward, right? You don't fail and then stop. One of my favorite things to talk about is that like when you go to the store, if you hit a stop sign, do you turn around? Like, ah,
Right.
stop sign, done.
Oh, my, I gotta
Done.
go
I'm gonna try it again tomorrow. Oh no, there's a stop sign. Could you imagine? Like, I feel like as entrepreneurs, we just have a different
Yeah.
what a failure is or what a stop is. It's like, oh, I just need to readjust. Oh, I just need to change this. I just
For
need to sort
sure.
of tweak things. Yeah.
And speaking of that, that's what I did for 7 years because, you know, things weren't. I would say that I wasn't seeing success. I imagined success to happen faster. I think we all kind of
Right.
do. We're like, I'll just get on my horse and we'll get there.
Yeah, it'll be easy.
It'll be easy, right? And there were so many times I got to the 7 year point. I looked at my husband and I said, I think I'm done trying. Like I'm tired. I had gone through adrenal fatigue, had to work with a holistic specialist to get myself out of that. I realized that I was like addicted to working. I became a workaholic. It made our relationship difficult. You know, it's hard. It's hard to be an entrepreneur because you love what you do and you could easily get so wrapped up and make it your
Right.
life.
Absolutely. Can I just thank you for, I don't know what my voice did. It was really exciting.
Was fun.
I mean, can I just thank you for being so honest? I think it's what we put out often is like, look, I made it, and look, it's fantastic, and look, it's wonderful. And that's great to celebrate. And we all love celebrating that. And also there's a part of us that is sometimes like every minute we get on, we're like, oh, I'm doing great. Then we're like, oh my gosh, how did it go? Hi, I'm doing great. And so we're all over the place. So I appreciate you really being honest and sharing that because there are so many people who think if it's not quick, then I must be doing it wrong.
Right.
That's not the case.
That is the hardest part of entrepreneurship is being able to see your goal, know that you're going to get there, but not know how long it's going to take. And it's almost completely, not completely, it's probably like 50% out of your control, timing wise.
Right. Yeah.
Right? Like you can't say, I'm going to grow my social media to 100,000 followers in the next 30 days. I mean, that's a thing that's completely outside of your control. Now, you can show up every day for yourself and for your business, and that's inside your control, but that doesn't mean 100,000 followers. And I'm
Right.
just using that metric as like an example. That doesn't mean that you're successful.
Right.
You know, we could talk about that too, but
Wow, we've got like 18 podcasts coming up. Gwen and
okay.
I will be coming to you
Episode
live for a while.
episode three. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so where was I in my story? Okay, so 7 years, I looked at my husband, I said, I don't think I can do this. Now, meantime, I tried to start a coaching business. I hired my first coach for five figures. I had never spent that much money on any kind of anything besides school, which is a normal. Like,
Yeah,
can
of
we just
course.
talk
Yeah.
about that? Like,
Yes,
baby, it's
please.
normal. It's normal for you to take out a loan to go spend $40,000 a year to go to school.
Oh,
And you
yeah.
don't even know if you're going to have a job. And that's 1 year of school.
And that's expected. Not only is it normal, it's almost
Yes.
required. What
Right.
do you mean you're not going to college? Well, I don't want to get into debt. What do you mean? You don't
Right.
want to go $300,000 in debt for a job that you may or may not ever use? What's wrong with you?
Or for a job that you're going to get paid $60,000 when you graduate, you can't even afford your student loans.
Yeah, do that. That sounds
Traumatized.
like a good idea.
Right? So I hired my first coach. It was five figures. I was like, like shaking.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is it. Like, she's done what I want to do. This is it. So I learned how to build a website and
Okay.
I learned how to create an offer. But what I didn't learn was how to actually be a coach, which is what I was trying to do,
Oh, interesting.
or how to market myself. And so guess what happened?
Nothing.
Failed. Failed.
You're right.
Nothing, right? Like,
You learned something new.
I learned something new.
Yes.
I learned what not to do. So I did that a lot. I did that with coaching. And then my sister and I started a physical product business, which we ended up figuring out we don't want to stock stuff and we don't want to ship stuff. So that was over.
Right. Is that's a but so again, this is all such good stuff. Like you learned, I don't want to do that. So instead of
Right.
being like, oh, we failed again, you were like, well, we learned we didn't want to do this because now I have to go to the post office and now I have to order a certain amount of
Yes.
now I gotta, whatever. So you learned
I
that,
learned.
that you didn't want to do that.
I still have boxes of tank tops in my attic. We won't talk about it. Anyway, I did that. I got my real estate license
Good. Might as
during,
well.
I might as well try it, right?
Yeah.
During the pandemic, turned out
Good.
to be something I absolutely hated. I love real estate. Don't want to help anybody else. I want to do real estate for myself. I want to look at houses. I don't want to help you buy a house. Figure that one out real quick.
Yeah.
What else did I try? I did two other network marketing business. I mean, I literally tried everything except probably drop shipping. And I didn't know what affiliate marketing was, and that's how I landed where I am now, is in
Okay.
2023. I discovered affiliate marketing and it
Man,
opened.
so I did start watching you from like the beginning.
So like May of 2023.
I think that was literally, I think I saw you in the very, very beginning. You were
Oh,
talking
I knew
about
what I was
wanting
doing.
daughters to go to gymnastics and you were like,
Yeah.
oh, I gotta do something. Yeah. Anyway,
Yeah.
sorry, I don't mean to
Yeah. I
forward
mean, that's a great segue. Like,
you all along. That's neat.
that's so cool.
Yeah, I know.
And you know what? Like, I hope that what you say is that I'm the same person here today that I was when you started following me in 2023.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, the second the way that you responded to me reaching out was who you seemed to be, what you put out there. And then even with just what happened, that you, hey, my family's got something going on. I need to reschedule. Like, yeah, that's, I think that's for me anyway, that's one of the biggest reasons that I'm an entrepreneur is because I adore my family and I want to be able to drive my kids to school. And I do. And I love it.
Yes.
Yes, they could take a bus. And also, I could spend that time with them. I was figuring it out. It's like 10 minutes there to my son's school and then another 10 minutes back. So if that's 20 minutes a day and
Yeah.
then times 5 days, that's 100 minutes in a week that I get just me and him. We have six kids.
Right.
We don't
Right.
get that one-on-one time. So I actually really appreciated that you were like, hey, this thing is important. So yeah, that
Thank
really
you.
told me a lot about your character. So thank you. Yeah.
That's it. That's me in a
I
nutshell.
love it. I love it. So you
And
found this affiliate marketing, you were like, what the heck is this?
yeah, I just happened to see, I was literally doom scrolling. I was like feeling sorry for myself in bed, probably 10 o'clock at night, staying up way. You know how we get, I don't know if you've ever been here, but it's like when you're feeling sorry for yourself, you're like, I don't care what, health goals I have. I'm just gonna sit here and like scroll my TikTok until the end of time because it makes me feel
Right.
like my life is not as bad as some of
I'm at
the
least pretending to be living through them. Yeah.
So that's
Totally.
what I was doing. And I just I just happened to see another mom talking about how she had been able to put her kids back in cheerleading. And what we had just done a month before was we had taken our girls out of gymnastics. I have two girls. They were 8 and 5, maybe. Love gymnastics. They're like good at it. And we had to pull them out because we just couldn't continue to pay for it anymore. And I felt like I had failed my family because I had invested so much in coaching, invested so much in, I mean, mentorship, programs, masterminds, all books. I mean, so much money in that. And then I felt like I hadn't provided.
Yeah.
And it felt like it had been so long. So I was like, I guess this is the last straw. Like, we have to take them out. We got to save some money. We were literally researching dumpster rental businesses because my husband can drive. He's got a CDL. So we're like, all right, we have the land. We'll host the storage units. Like, that's what we'll
Wow.
do. We were very, very close and doing a lot of research when I saw this other mom talking about affiliate marketing.
And isn't it cool though, again, that you didn't just give up. You were frustrated, you were doom scrolling, but you were, well, what about this thing? And what about this thing? And what, and had you stopped five what about this things earlier, you wouldn't have found this. So even though that didn't end up being what you did, how cool is it? I mean, I think it's cool. I mean, like, pat yourself on the back. You were, well, let's try this and let's try this. And you didn't like give in to the bleh, you know?
I mean, I did want to.
Yeah, but you didn't. I'm
And
sure you did. I'm sure
maybe
you
I did for maybe a couple
days.
days. Yeah, like I definitely did feel very start was very just like grumpy and just upset with myself. And I just kept asking, like, I don't understand what's not working. And I think that's the most frustrating thing. I like to be able to, like, if I take something apart, I want to know how to put it back together. So the fact that I couldn't figure out what it was that wasn't working for me was like so frustrating for me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I had already spent so much money that this training this girl was talking about was money. And I was like, crap. But I had the gut feeling. And so this is what I say to everybody. Like, if something punches you in the gut and you're like, this is it, please run with it. Please. Because it's like, it's pulling at you for a reason. At least try it. Just try it. I hesitated for 2 days because I was like, I'm going to have to talk to my husband and I'm going to say, well, we just pulled our girls out of gymnastics, but also, can I invest in this thing? And I was so afraid to talk to him about that. But, you know, honestly, I do have a really great partner. And he was like, if you feel like this is it, then I trust you. I was like, okay, here we go, you know? And I will say that it wasn't really the affiliate marketing that was the gateway. I don't want people to be like, okay, now I have to go find affiliate marketing because that's the thing. What it really was I understood marketing, just like organic marketing, how it works, how to get stuff in front of people, how to understand people and know what they need. That was what I had been missing for 7 years. And I think that's so important. I think those skills are skills that everybody who wants to start a business, no matter what it is, needs to have under their belt and needs to understand if they want to be successful in what they do, which most people do. So that was like light bulb moments.
That's amazing. And I love that he trusted you, that you were like, I got this gut feeling. And I love that you were brave enough to talk to him. You know, I mean, like communication, here's another podcast episode. Communication is so important. And then to feel like that must have been hard for you to go to him and say,
Oh, for sure.
and I'm sure it was hard for him to say, okay, I believe in you. But how cool is it that you were able to work together on that and trust each other? So that's beautiful. And you learned that it was more the marketing, that you knew what people wanted. That's really cool.
So, you know, that got me going, and I think what really helped me explode really fast is that I did have 7 years previous experience of trying a lot of things. So it's not like, you know, I was a brand new entrepreneur and all of a sudden I stepped into something and it was like rocket ship. I mean, I had trialed a lot of things before that. So what we see on the internet is Gwen starts this new account on May 24th, 2023. Gwen gets 4,000 followers in 30 days. Gwen gets 100,000 followers in less than 6 months. Like that's what people see because they didn't see all the other journey that led up to that point.
Yeah,
Think
absolutely.
jaded The internet can make people feel like a failure because they expect something, but they don't really know what happened up until that point.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for sharing all of that, because it's very true. And of course, we're going to put our best foot out there. We don't want to hold a camera up while we're crying and scrolling, and it just seems kind of weird and inauthentic, I think, to do that as well. But it's cool to hear it. That I don't know. I just think that we all have such a similar story. You're a mom. You get it. You're an entrepreneur, you've had to provide for your family. Like, there are these big burdens that you've carried that, even though now you're really successful, you felt those things. So do you, so what is it that you do now?
I love this question. So I've always went in all of my entrepreneurial journeys since I found entrepreneurship, my biggest passion has been I want to help other women discover this other life. I want you to understand that you can take your knowledge, your skills, your passions, and turn that into a business that you love. So that's always been my thing. So now that's what I get to do. So for a while, what I did was I affiliated myself with a product that helped teach people these digital skills in marketing. And then I eventually broke out on my own, and now I created my own course called Pop, Lock, and Profit. It's really, really fun. And I'm basically walking people through this whole process. How do we find your magic idea? How do we make sure it's going to be profitable? And then how do we build and profit this business so that you can start creating your own business that actually feels really, really good and you could do something that you love? So that's what I get to do now. And teaching people marketing and understanding it and market research and all that stuff is interwoven in there.
That's really cool. So affiliate marketing was the thing that kind of gave you that freedom to be able to do what you really wanted to do, which is essentially being a business coach, but obviously it's much more specialized. And I love that you're helping women. It's fascinating how many podcasts and books and business things are men, which is fine because up until now that's how it's been. And so it's really cool to see, strong women who have done it, who are also moms. Who want to also be moms and can also do this. I just think it's really, really empowering and really beautiful. So that's
Thank
awesome.
you.
Very cool.
It's been fun.
I bet. Do you still do affiliate marketing as well?
I
Yeah.
think affiliate marketing is such a great thing for any business owner to have. I mean, and affiliate marketing, wow, that's hard. Can be kind of woven in and out of our business in the simplest of ways. I just think of, like, for example, for me, so where I'm teaching people how to start digital businesses, it makes sense for me to become an affiliate with a software program that I love, that I can recommend, and that software program then kicks me back a little bit of income for saying, "Hey, thanks for bringing us another customer." Like, that stuff is everywhere. We do it all the time. We do affiliate marketing without even getting paid by recommending our favorite restaurant, by recommending our sweater that we got. Like, we do it. And so if you're building a business, I think it's so cool to be able to, like, interweave these parts of your business that make sense. I wouldn't go out there and be like, "Hey, I got this sweater on Amazon. You guys should get it. Here's my affiliate link." It doesn't make sense in my business unless someone asked me.
So like, wait a minute, I love your clothes. You're like, huh, all right, well, I mean, might as well.
Here's my link, and to that too, it's so funny. I made a post yesterday on TikTok how I said my toxic trait is that I will find a recipe online, make the recipe, and then I completely forget where the recipe is, but the recipe turns out, like, amazing. And I'm like, dang, I wish I saved that recipe, but that's my toxic trait. I'm like, well, I made it once and now it's great. And this woman commented and she recommended this website that actually saves your recipes for you. But here's the kicker. She messaged me and she said, I'm not promoting this. I'm not getting paid to say this at all. So I feel like people have this stigma around, I'm going to give you a link, but, like, don't worry, I'm not making any money off it. I'm like, heck, girl, you should be making money off of that. Why the heck not?
That's a really good point. It feels like if we're sharing something and we're getting a dollar from it, that
Oh, it's, like, horrible.
like we're the worst. But that doesn't make sense, because if you go into a store and you buy something, like, you're expecting to pay money. And I mean,
And,
I'm
like,
sure you coach this as well, but like, part of that, a big part of the transformation is in that transaction when you make that happen, when you put your money down, when you paid for that coach, when you're like, okay, well, I'm in here, it is, here's a big investment. So now I got to follow through. Because sometimes when it's free, people are like, I mean, I don't know where that thing is. But
Oh,
when,
sure.
yeah, that's really a good point.
Sure.
Or
Right.
scared themselves. They have this view of,
No,
ah, like I'm doing this to you instead of for you.
yeah, it's just so funny. And I think we just need to normalize it more. I mean, you go into a store and you buy something, this notepad, the store has this notepad. They didn't pay $5 for it. They paid $2 for it, but they're charging me $5 and now they're going to make money off my purchase. Like, what's the difference between me making a dollar on a recommendation and a store doing that, right? Like, that's normal to us just because we don't see how much they paid for it. Anyway, and I got my soapbox on that one, but
Oh no, that's good. I like soapboxes. I think they're
okay.
good. That's where our passion comes from, isn't it? So we're
That's
just like,
true.
oh my gosh, do you not understand? And I think people don't understand that. I just think they don't realize. We just don't know what we don't know.
Yeah, right. Yes, so true. And
And if
so,
we don't know it, then how can we learn?
which is why people like you and I have to show up and share things and maybe be the outsider for a little bit. Like maybe say something that's unpopular or not quote unquote normal for a little bit. But eventually, I think the more that we do that, the more it comes around to be normalized, and then we can do things like this.
Absolutely. So I'm actually really happy you brought this up. I thought about this earlier because I remember you making posts in the beginning, which is really cool that I actually did see you from the
Yeah.
beginning. And you made posts about like people hating in your comments. And you would come on live or you would be like, okay, you want to do this? Let's go. Let's go. You hate me because I'm home with my kids. Okay, what? Like,
Right.
throw the shade. So I guess my question then is, how did you turn that from like, nobody likes feeling like I'm the weirdo and, we want to fit in. We just want to. That's human
Yeah.
nature. So how did you turn it from being like, bleh, I'm just going to do that to like, it's all good. It's who I am. How'd you do that?
Well, I'm going to tell you that it definitely took time and it took a lot of self-exploration and really mostly learning to love myself for who I am. Again, these are the parts of people that we don't necessarily see, but in my 7 years of trying to figure this whole thing out, I did go on like a self-love exploration. I read a ton of Joe Dispenza. I was doing morning meditation every day. And I was really learning how to create my own reality, which means we don't get influenced by what other people say, what other people do. Again, all the things that we can't control. So it took me a lot of time to really work my way into. And I'm not going to say that those comments still don't affect me. I mean, the desk that I'm sitting at, I remember specifically this one comment like, oh, you say that you're profitable, but you're sitting at a shoddy desk and it looks like crap. And there's no way you make money with a desk like that. And I'm like, how are you judging me right now based on where I'm sitting at my desk? And as if that means that I make money or don't make money. Like, how is that? How are we doing that?
Yeah,
It's
it's so bizarre. People
ridiculous.
do that. Yeah, they do though. And in a book I was listening to recently, so I go for walks every morning. That's
Love it.
my happy place.
I
That is
love
where
walks.
like I rarely even invite anybody because like
Yeah.
that's where I like get activated or inspiration or whatever you want to call it. And I was listening to I don't remember which book at this point, but what he said was we place the limitations that we have on other people, and we believe that those are their limits.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Every time someone says something mean to you, it is them reflecting on something that's wrong in their life, something that's uncomfortable, something that whatever in their life. It actually has nothing to do with you. You've just reflected it back to them and they don't know how to deal with it. And, we sometimes have to have heart, not sometimes. Let me take that back. We have to have a heart for people because they don't know. Again, they don't know what they don't know. But it is sometimes hard because it is, it can be often that people just really feel like, I think they're mad that they're mad for me being home with my kids and being able to make money. And it's more money than what I went to school for 8 years to do.
Right.
So it's a crazy thought process, and we're just brought up to believe that, like, you go to school, you get a good job, you get paid, and that's just the way that it goes. So when someone's going against your beliefs, it makes you feel angry, I think.
I
If
think
you
so too, when
don't know.
especially, yeah, especially when it's like a core belief that you've been taught your whole life. Like we were, I was talking about this with my kids just the other day. We were talking about coloring and how we're taught to really stay inside the lines. And then the beginning, it's like this big, I don't know, this big kind of non-formation thing, you know, where you can kind of scribble and we praise that. And then it gets like smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and more intricate. And isn't it fascinating how that's what we're praised for, is staying inside the bounds or the lines that somebody else
My gosh.
created. And so when we bust out of that, when we're like, no, no more. I'm gonna try what I gotta try so that I can live the life that I want. I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. And also I wanted to be a human. And I would tell that to people. I'm like, this is when I get to be a human. And I'm a stay-at-home mom. Like I'm both. And you know, sometimes it works really well and sometimes whatever, life happens and it's all good. But it's fascinating that we're really praised for staying inside these little teeny tiny, kind of like living small. So I
And you
think when people get out, it frustrates other people.
it
Why are
does.
you in this little box? In this box.
And yeah, for sure. And you know what you made me think of, like, as like a segue in that conversation, is we put the people who are doing the things that we want to do, like, on a pedestal. And I think if we can stop doing that, it will really help us normalize what we're doing here. I'm no different than anybody, except for the fact that I just took action on my dreams, but I'm not better than, more than, extra than, like, nothing. You and I can have a conversation. I would hope that I could call up Joe Dispenza and have a conversation. He's just another human. He eats his
Shoot. I don't know where you went. I think I've lost you. Come back, come back. Oh, Gwen, this is so good. Where have you gone? I'm afraid to refresh anything. You've disappeared. Maybe you'll come back in. Oh, don't we love technology? Come on. Can you? Oh, maybe you'll come back in. Okay. So something has happened and Gwen has. There she is. She's back. She's back. I see your name.
Hopefully you can see me and hear
Oh,
me.
I can hear you now. I can't see you, but I can
Okay.
hear you. You're back.
I'm back.
You're back. I
I feel
can't
like we
see you.
have a major. Oh, sugar. It's because I'm connected to my phone because we have, I feel like we just lost power.
Course.
Hold
You know
on, let
what
me see if
though?
I can figure it out. I'm sorry.
I actually find so one of the big things that I do is I work with energy and transference of energy. And you and I are blowing up some beliefs and some energy that is no longer serving people. And so of course we're gonna have some interruptions. Of course you're gonna lose power.
I'm so sorry. You can hear me though. I
I can
wonder.
hear you. Yep,
Gosh,
you're kind
I'm
of frozen
sorry.
at times. No, you're good. Talk to me. So you were right
Am
in the
I?
middle of
I'm gonna turn off.
figuring out.
I'm gonna turn off my video. Oh, I can see you now.
Okay,
Let me see if
perfect.
you can see me. Can you see me now or no?
I can't, but I can hear you. Oh, now I
Okay.
can.
I'm connected to my phone. Let's just hope that this sti- I'm really sorry.
But you're fine.
That's
This is
just life.
fantastic. I love it. Okay, so you were talking about people being normal people. We got to quit putting them up on pedestals.
Yeah, so let's stop putting people on pedestals and let's just have conversations like we're all just humans living on this spiraling rock in the universe. And no, nobody knows what they're doing, really. I mean, we kind of
Right?
do, but not really. So I don't know. I feel
Yeah,
like we forget too much.
I couldn't agree more. So another thing that I do, I've been a massage therapist for 25 years, and
I
the
love that.
first time I massaged somebody famous, I was so starstruck. And then I was like, wait a minute, but like their body is the same body I have. I mean, it's not, but
I
also it is.
mean,
You know, like it's the same body. And so it was really fascinating. We do, we put people on pedestals and we think we get sort of starstruck with like, oh my God,
yeah.
Jordan. And then the more I started working on, you know, famous people who are famous or who like, you know, multimillionaires and these different people. And I was like, you're literally a human. You're just a human like I am. I had one guy, I was helping somebody at a conference I was at. She threw out her back and I noticed, I was like, you're not moving right. What's going on? She's like, I can't even breathe. I'm like, okay, let me help you. So I went back and I started helping her. And this man who was a presenter, he was like kind of like a big deal, came over and just threw his arms around me, this big bear hug. He's like, thank you so much for saving my friend. And it was just, we were so human and connected at that time. And I think I love that that's what you want, because that is so much what I want. And this is cool because you and I didn't know this even before we talked. This is the first time we've like met. We'll call this in real life. Okay.
A
This is
meeting.
pretty real life. So and that, you know what? That's probably why I also say attracted to, not in like a, hey baby, but like my energy was attracted to yours just because of your mission of, hey, let's just throw our arms around each other and let's just be sisters for crying out loud and not in a competition all the time. I love what you're doing.
And then I think if we do that, then we can help more people because it removes that like weirdness, you know? Yeah, I love that.
Absolutely. There was this commercial and it started off with, there were these women and they were breastfeeding and they were looking over at women who were bottle feeding. And it was kind of like this, you could just feel the tension. And it kind of went back and forth. There wasn't, I don't remember there being words, but you knew, you were like, oh, well, they feel bad. You know, I don't like you because of this. And I don't like you because of this. And all of a sudden, like they were on a hill and a stroller started just rolling down. And they all of them got up and just ran. And they're like, we're all on the same team. And I was like, oh my gosh, yes.
That's what it's all about.
It really is. It really is. So you don't have power, maybe.
Yeah, I
And
don't know.
so we're gonna wrap this up a little. This has been so much fun, but I wanted to end with, and I don't know, this may go 5 minutes, this may go 20 minutes, I have no idea. But my podcast is called Stronger Than You Think. And one of my favorite things to do is point out to people that they were stronger than they think. But before I do that with you, where do you see that you were stronger than you thought you were?
In what time frame?
That is the best response. Give me time frames. Give me times where you did things you shouldn't have been able to do. Let's celebrate this. I love this so
Oh
much.
I mean, if we go way back, okay, here's one. Ready? If we go way back in my life, I have a younger sister. She's 3 years younger than I am, and she has been like the second sibling usually is, outspoken, loud, just volume. And I was like, shh. I didn't raise my hand in class. I didn't want to speak in front of anybody. I was embarrassed, all these things. So my sister literally spoke for me for the first, I don't know, when I was like 7 to 10, she'd ask where the bathroom was. She would order my food for me. She spoke for me because I was too shy. But at the same time, I was a competitive gymnast, so I would get up in front of people. I don't know how. Again, stronger than I thought. I don't know how I was able to say, this is okay, but this is not okay, right? Like in my head. And I would perform in front of hundreds of people, like alone, you know, like I'm the only one out there. And I think that that time frame did give me, I don't think, I actually know. That time frame gave me confidence to step into even further, like who I was developing and getting to be. I still struggled a lot, like as high school came, with being introverted and shy and not wanting to speak. But now, and it's taken a long time, now like I have things like I got paid to be a speaker on a stage last year and the year before. Never in my life would I have thought that I would be on a stage speaking to people and being paid for it. So I think that kind of like it's like a full circle moment for me coming from that time frame and just remembering who that little girl was and knowing like I was stronger than I really thought that I was at that time.
So awesome. I love that. The part in your story that that I don't know, like my favorite, like that sort of defining moment, I think, and just what you've shared today was after that 7 years when you had that feeling in your gut and you were super scared. You didn't know if it was going to work. Went to your husband, had a conversation, like all of those things so many people wouldn't do. You
That's
know,
true.
they just wouldn't. And so you were stronger than you thought. You did something impossible when you felt down and like you couldn't. And you were so strong. And now you get to see
That's
the
true.
payoff. Now you get to send your kids to gymnastics and take them to the doctor if, you know, something happens. But you get to do that. It's a non-specific example, of course, right? But isn't it crazy that we so often sell ourselves short and think I can't do this, and yet
Gosh, yeah.
the person who got you there was also that same person who was like, this is too hard, I can't, and yet you did.
Yeah. That's a huge, you said before, like, it's weird if you show up on social media and you're like, I'm crying and I'm so upset. And I didn't do that, thank God. But I did take a picture of myself in a moment where I thought, like, I don't know how. But I know things are going to be better. I took a picture to just document, like, one day this picture is going to make a really good story. I don't know how, but I want to make sure that I remember how low I was and how much better, I was able to take the situation and make it for myself. And I do look back on that photo. It was April 2023. When I look back on it, I'm like, oh yeah, that was a really hard time. I wasn't sure how I was going to climb out of this, but I climbed out. I climbed out. I
And
think
it's
everyone.
not even 2 years. It's not even
Yeah.
2 years.
Right.
Have you used that picture? Have
Mm-hmm.
you made a post with that picture?
I
I'm gonna have to
have.
look for
Yeah.
that. I'm
Yeah.
curious.
There's a couple of them out there. Every time it comes back up, like in my time hop, and it reminds me, like, oh yeah, it's humble. This is where you were last year. Remember that this is where you were. Gosh, like how much has changed since then?
I find it fascinating. You said remember and you touched your heart. So not only were you remembering the thoughts or what you were seeing, but you were remembering how you felt.
It gives me chills. Like I can feel that moment in my body
Oh, I
exactly where it
bet.
was.
Oh, I bet you can. Our bodies are so fascinating, as you
Oh my
know, being
gosh.
an
Oh.
audiologist. And I mean, bodies are just so cool,
They are
how
so
we store
cool.
memories and messages. And isn't it amazing? I'm going to challenge you next
Okay.
time that picture comes up in April, it's coming.
Yeah.
But like, just high five her because the one that you took the picture of that was so low, that felt all those yucky things, she was the one who was brave enough to do this to get you
That's
to where you
true.
are now. I'm just
Challenge accepted.
sad. Like, high five, girly. You did this. That's so, yeah,
Challenge
right. I like high fives. They're my favorite.
accepted.
You're my favorite. Oh my
I
gosh, thank
love
you so
that.
much for coming. Is
I'm
there
so
anything else
happy.
that you'd like to say? Anything you'd like to
Oh.
share?
Okay, this is going to be what someday tattooed on my body, and I hated
Good.
it. I hated it for so long, and I'm going to say it, and your listeners might hate it too, but I promise it will benefit you at some point. Trust the process. That's it. Trust the process. It's not going to make sense to you in the moment. Promise. But if you can trust the process, at some point it will make sense. You just don't get to know where and what time frame, but that's kind of like the surprise and the delight of life, I think.
Nice. The surprise and the delight of life is to trust the process. You also said if you have a gut feeling, try it.
Try
And
it.
you had learned how to market to people and know when they needed.
Yeah.
It took time and self-love. And you said the only difference is that I took action on my dream. And you trusted the process.
I did.
Probably sometimes you didn't. Let's be honest. There are
No,
times where we kick the process in the face.
truthfully, Like, if any coach said to me, Gwen, you're just going to trust the process, I was like, if you tell me to trust the process one more time, I swear to God, I'm going to rip off your head. I don't think I could do it.
We'll
I can't.
find where you live and I will rip it off.
I will come right there, right now. Yeah. So when I say it with like this hesitation of like, I know you're not going to like this. I know it because it sucks. That answer sucks.
Yeah.
But I feel like you're the only one who has the capacity to do anything with it. So that's just it.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much for coming and for
You're
rescheduling
welcome.
and making it work. I appreciate it so much. I've been looking forward
Thank
to this one.
you.
I was so excited when you said yes. I was like, and that's what I've been doing. I've been reaching out to people. I'm like, I really want to talk to this person. I'm just going to see if it works. Because what's the
Love
worst she'll
that.
say is no.
Because we're
And
just
then I'll
all
just keep
humans.
bugging you.
Yeah. What the heck? I'm here for it. I love that. I'm so glad that you asked me. I really, really am. I feel like, again, like if we could just get the message out
Yes.
more and more people get to really live their lives the way that they truly want to, and that's a gift.
Oh, absolutely. It absolutely is.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again so
Yeah.
much, Gwen, for being on my show, Stronger Than You Think.
Yay.
And I look forward to our next one. We just have to. We had way too many on the next podcast thing.
Yeah.
We're just gonna have to do it.
Episode 2, 3, 4, and 5. Here we come.
Right? Here we go. It'll be amazing. All right. Have an amazing day. Hope you get your
Thank
power
you.
back.
It's very windy. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
We'll be good.
All right, we'll see ya. Bye.